it seems like each moment is so madly threatening. Oh yes, Lord. Somebody know what they said. A grave, a grave, a grave. Oh, indeed. Yeah, yeah, Lord. Get up, Jesus. The way Carol and help her.
Obey, obey my will.
Oh, yeah.
Peace be still.
Peace
be still.
Peace be still.
Oh, 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 peace be still.
Peace be still.
Oh.
Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message.
Love is a major, not a minor. Look at your neighbor and say, love is a major, not a minor. Amen. See, if you don't get this one down, then the other ones are not going to fall by the wayside. Say, I'm walking in love. Say, I'm going to be strong in love. I'm increasing in the love of God. All right, look at this right here. It takes no account of an evil done to it. Pays no attention to a suffered wrong. Now, when you're really walking in love, when people do stuff to you, you don't go broadcast it. Child, let me tell you what so-and-so did to me. How they wronged me. They know they wrong. Oh, child, let me just tell you. And then you're counting up. That's the third time they done did me that way. Some people, baby, you got to feed them with a long-handled spoon. You know you ain't got no long handle spoon. They all the same size. We come up with all these sayings. You ain't got no long handle spoon. I know that's a figure of speech. Love is never envious or boils over with jealousy. No, it's never envious. Never boils over with jealousy. If any envy rise up in you or jealousy when you see somebody else blessed, then you need to check that. You don't just go on with those feelings and protect them and hide them. Say, I'm going to hide this, but I can't stand them. Look at them, always thinking that they better than everybody else. You know how sometimes we don't want to admit? Sometimes you got to say, Lord, I feel jealousy in my heart. I feel a little envy there. Lord, I don't want that in me. Forgive me. Lord, take this out of me. And then you begin to pray for that person. Pray for God's will to be done in their life. That'll remove the envy right out of you. And you make a decision. I'm going to speak well of them. When they are blessed, I'm going to rejoice. Amen. I'm going to pray for God to bless them more than me. Oh, I know some people have trouble with that. Now, the Lord bless them, but not more than me. I can't stand to see them with more than me. All right, there's the envy and come right back again. You can't let strife rule your heart. You can't get in competition. You can't let contention come in. You got to keep yourself free of contention with other people. If you have contention in your heart towards somebody, you need to find out why. Is it you or is it them? But I would check myself first. Maybe there's something wrong with you, something wrong in your thinking. Y'all remember I told you I had a friend that he was a few years older than me, but we both loved the Lord and trying to do what's right. And then all of a sudden, I started feeling tension in the relationship. And I didn't know what it was. So I went to the Lord about it. And I said, Lord, if I did something to him, I'm sorry. Forgive me. And you know, I searched my heart. I couldn't find anything. I hadn't said nothing out of the way with him. I didn't have a bad attitude toward him. I wasn't jealous of him. You know, I checked my heart for all of those things. And everything was okay. So I said, Lord, what I do now? He said, go to him. Go to your brother. Ask him if you offended him. Now, the Lord knows whether I offended him or not, but he was doing it for me. That was part of my growth process, of me growing up. So God asks you to do things that cause you to grow. So he said, go to your brother and ask him. So I called him one day after church, and I say, brother, I say, you know, every time I get around you, I said, I feel this tension on the inside. I don't know what it is, but I just want you to know that if I've done something to you, I'm sorry. If I said something out of the way with you, I'm sorry. Because, man, I really love you and I appreciate you. And if I've done anything to hurt you in any way, I'm sorry. Just forgive me right now if I've done anything to you. And when I did that, you know what he did? He wiped his forehead. Sweat popped out on his head. He said, phew. He said, man. He said, I've been feeling the same thing. I've been feeling this tension when I get around you. Have I done anything to you? I said, no, you ain't did nothing to me. Did I say anything wrong to you? I said, no. And I said, you know what? I ain't done nothing to you. You ain't done nothing to me. It can't be but one other person that done created this contention between us, and it's got to be the devil. I say, let's take authority over that right now and bind that spirit of strife and contention. I say, the devil don't want us fellowshipping together, so he tried to build a wedge and put a wall between us because he don't want us fellowshipping. And we took authority right there, and we prayed for each other. And I say, now, look, if I ever step out of line with you in any way, tell me. He said, you got the same freedom with me. I said, okay, we good. We shook hands, hugged each other, and said, glory to God. And the joy of the Lord came. And my peace came back. Glory to God. And it was just the old devil. See, God was teaching me some things. He's growing me up in love. Amen. You got to keep the strife out. Because if the devil's working on you with a contention towards somebody else, let me tell you, that's the devil at work. And he's trying to create a wall of division. He wants to stop the unity, and he'll do it at the lowest levels. Strife will always run to the lowest levels. The Bible says it's just like when somebody lets water out. It's like when somebody turns a faucet on and the water comes out, and water will always go to the lowest level. You know, you'll never see water running uphill. I'm going to tell you, strife will go to the lowest levels in your life. I mean, deep down in your heart. And if it sits there for a long time, bitterness will start setting up. And you'll find yourself bitter toward that person. Can't stand that person. Don't want to be around that person. Don't want to work with that person. Don't want to cooperate with that person. Don't want to have nothing to do with that person. We got to keep our love walk intact. When you fence any bad feelings in your heart toward anybody, that's time to go on your knees. Because the devil's working on you to get you out of that love walk. He's working hard on you to pull you out of that blessing flow. He's working hard to pull you out of that place of blessing. And and don't let him do it. You say, I'm going to love at all costs. It don't cost me nothing to love anybody. And you know what really helps me? I say, you know what? No matter what you do to me, that's between you and God. I'm only responsible for how I treat you. So I'm going to make sure I'm treating you right. And if you want to cuss me out, if you want to abuse me, talk about me, stab me in the back, then you just go right home. That I ain't got nothing to do with that. Hallelujah. Y'all remember that time? This is a good place for that. Y'all remember that time? Some of y'all was here there, and we had a fella that came by here. His nickname was Outlaw. I was in a meeting with Robert and Val one night in the office there after a Wednesday night service, and Outlaw came in. We didn't know it was the first time we met him, but he looked like he'd been in a junkyard dog fight. He had scratches all over him. He was bleeding. I mean, he just looked like he'd been in a chicken yard or something. Chickens had scratched him all up. And he came in here and he was looking for, he wanted $3 to put gas in a car he didn't own or that he didn't even have. Now, we didn't know this at the time. He said, I run out of gas. I need $3 to put some gas in the car. And I told him, I said, sir, I'm in a meeting right now. Hey, I mean, he busts right on in my office, standing in the doorway there. I said, sir, I'm in a meeting. I'll be finished in about 5 or 10 minutes. I said, I'm going to help you. We'll put some gas in your car. I said, I don't have no cash on me, but I got a credit card, and we'll find a gas can, and we'll put some gas in your car. Just hold on a few minutes. And he kept on saying, I got to have $3. I'll run out of gas. Right around down the street there. I said, sir, didn't you hear me? I said, I'm going to help you. Let me finish my meeting. He just kept running. I got to have $3. And then I said, he said, you think I'm lying to you? I said, no, I don't think you're lying. He said, if you need some gas, I'm going to help you. I said, you think I'm lying to you? And I stood up and I pulled my pockets out. I said, see, I ain't got no money. I told you, I don't have no cash on me, but I'm going to help you. I got to have $3. Then he leaned over like this. And he looked at me. He said, what if I am lying to you? I sat in the chair. I said, well, I said, if you lying to me, that's between you and God. I said, I ain't got a thing in the world to do with that. Man in the Bible lied to a preacher and dropped dead. I'm lying. I got to have $3. I need a drink. I'm an alcoholic. My meeting with Robert and Val was over. Everybody out in the foyer that was listening fell out laughing. We was all laughing. See, I told him, I said, if you're lying to me, I ain't got nothing to do with that. That ain't on me. That's between you and God. You ain't hurting me by lying. Boy, I'm going to tell you, he straightened up quick when I told him, man, the Bible dropped dead for lying to a preacher. He didn't want to drop dead. So we ended the meeting, and I came out. We was all laughing, and we just walked out into the foyer out there, and then I put a bear hug on him. I grabbed him tight. He grunted a little. He was trying to get away, but he was a little old man. I had him, didn't I, CC? I had him tight. He was trying to get away, but I had him. He grunted. And I prayed a prayer over him. I said, Father, in Jesus' name, help this man. Deliver this man. And when I finished praying for him, I let him go. He said, oh, I ain't never felt that before. I said, you want to get saved? He said, yeah. So I led him in a prayer to give his heart to Jesus. I said, now, what's your name? If I want to know what his name was, he said, Outlaw, I'm wanted.
You've been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust that you received the Word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $8 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100. Or write us at P.O. Box 13195, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71315. We invite you to join us every Sunday morning at 8:30 or 10:30 a.m. and on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for